objective, this study aimed to determine the effectiveness of group-based positive youth development training on attachment to parents and alexithymia among male adolescents with a tendency toward addiction in Isfahan. Methods and materials. This quasi-experimental study used a protest postist follow-up design with a control group. The statistical population included male lower secondary students with a tendency toward addiction in Isfahan during the 2023-2020 for academic year. 30 eligible adolescents were selected through purposive sampling and randomly assigned to experimental and control groups. The experimental group received 12 90-minute weekly sessions of positive youth development training, while the control group remained on a waiting list. Data were collected using the inventory of parent and peer attachment and the Toronto Alexithymia Scale. Data were analyzed using repeated measures analysis of variance and Bonferroni post hoc tests. Findings: repeated measures ANOVA indicated a significant time effect for attachment to mother, attachment to father, and alexithymia. The results showed that the intervention produced a significant improvement in attachment to mother and a significant reduction in alexithymia from pretest to postest and follow-up. However, the between-group effect for attachment to father was not significant, and Bonferroni comparisons confirmed that changes in attachment to father were not statistically meaningful. The intervention effects for attachment to mother and alexithymia remained stable at follow-up. Conclusion. Group-based positive youth development training can be considered an effective preventive and corrective intervention for improving attachment to mothers and reducing alexithymia in male adolescents with a tendency toward addiction. However, improving attachment to fathers may require longer, family-based, or father-inclusive interventions.